The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It is 6:34 on the Bruce Hooley Show. Glad to have you along. Larry Elder at the top of the hour. Joe Biden today said he does not believe Catholic bishops in the United States will prevent him and other pro-abortion Catholic politicians from receiving communion. He was responding to questions shouted at him, and one of them was, how do you feel personally about the communion issue? He says that's a private matter and I don't think it's going to happen. He's probably right on that, which is very, very sad. Extremely sad. The bishops met the last 3 days. They voted to approve. They were getting together to draft a statement about whether or not bloodthirsty, abortion-loving politicians like Biden, bloodthirsty, abortion-loving Democrats, of which there are no other kind. I don't need to give you names. There are no elected Democrats. I'm still waiting for the call or email for the exception, for the unicorn, an elected pro-life Democrat elected to a federal office or a state office in Ohio. I'm waiting. There aren't any. Zero. So at any rate, the bishops, they met and voted overwhelmingly to do what they got together to do later. So Joe Biden, even Joe Biden can read the tea leaves on that. They're being smacked down from the Vatican. And 170 of the 229 bishops voted in favor of stalling and hoping this goes away. Well, the poor girl from the Catholic News Service that asked the question of Pelosi the other day, is that a baby at 15 weeks? Hopefully she's not going away. Hopefully she will keep this issue going. But 60 Democrats in Congress decided they'd get ahead of this, senators and congressmen. So they wrote a letter today to the Catholic bishops saying, you know, basically, don't you dare. Don't you dare do that. Because we are great Catholics, and you take your orders from us. Now, I'm shocked. The letter, Nancy Pelosi did not sign the letter. She was not one of the 60. I just looked at the list of people. In fact, no Ohioan signed it. I don't know the religious, if any. Well, I mean, yes, I kind of do know their religious devotion. Pelosi has none. Biden has none. Tim Ryan of Ohio has none. Marcy Kaptur has none. Sherrod Brown has none. Joyce Beatty has none. You heard me. I said it. Joyce Beatty has none. Come and get me, Joyce. I don't care what church you go to. If you are pro-abortion, and you are pro-Black Lives Matter, your faith is not authentic. It is not. So, but no Ohioan signed it. No Ohioan signed it, which, you know, but they'll, certainly they feel that way. There's no doubt about it. Or they wouldn't be pro-abortion like they are. In keeping with egregious, horrific betrayals of truth, Disney is following in the footsteps of Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon is a competitor of Disney, not a very big one. Nobody competes with Disney in access to kids. So Disney could be, Disney? The Disney of Walt Disney? Not the Disney of, you know, the last 20 years. But, hey, they look at Nickelodeon and they see Nickelodeon doing unspeakably evil things with Blue's Clues and other kids' programs. And Disney says, hey, if they're doing it, then we can double down on what we're doing. So they are planning an LGBTQ virtual concert for children in honor of Pride Month. Guess who it's going to star? Yes, come on down. Nationwide Children's Hospital mental health advocate Nina West. Yes, the guy who dresses in women's clothes and goes to therapy and is a mental health advocate for Children's Hospital. Yes. Nina West will sing a bunch of Disney songs reworked to celebrate LGBTQ individuals and lifestyles. Lovely. Disney Plus's Twitter announcement prompted stark reaction from some users. This is the last straw for me and my family, one wrote. Unsubscribed as of right now. Good for you. Another said, I am unsubscribing from your service for my children ASAP. I don't know what changes have taken place within your company. They've been there for a long time. But this is not an appropriate direction for children's content. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. But it's all over. That's, folks, this is the only way. The only way to win this is to stop buying their trashy smut. And yes, that includes Marvel movies. I know, Spider-Man and all that stuff. They're fun. They're harmless. No, they're not. No, they're not. The values that you do not share are all through those movies. And there's going to be more and more and more gay characters in those movies. You know it. You know it. Now, we have talked a fair amount on this show about transgender girls. That's a biological male. That's a male, biologically, and it's a male, no matter whether they say they're girls or not. They're not. They're men. Playing women's sports. They identify as a girl, and so they think they should be able to play girls' sports, the high school level, at the college level. Sooner or later, I suppose, at the professional level. Although I have maintained since the beginning that all this is going to take to expose the lunacy of it is for some tennis pro or golf pro in the 7, 8, 900, 1500s of the world rankings saying, I'm identifying as a female. And so I want to play the women's professional tennis tour. I want to play the women's professional golf tour. Dress like a woman, yes. I know. Maybe a blow to that particular person's self-esteem. Dress like a woman and play that sport for a year. You will win every tournament. You will win every major championship. You will win untold millions of dollars, and you will expose forever the lie that biological men do not have an athletic advantage over biological women. Does not mean biological women are not talented athletes. They are. But a biological male who is a professional athlete will win against a biological female 90-plus percent of the time. It will be a fluke if they don't win. Look at the Connecticut high school ranks, where a lot of transgender zealots say, well, those boys, they would never say that. Those transgender girls, biological boys, running in girls' races, they didn't win every race. The girls won some. And that is true. The girls did win some. You know which ones the girls won? The races where the transgender girls, biological men, were disqualified for false starting and could not run. They don't tell you that because, of course not, that would be true. And they don't traffic in truth on the left. So I've been reading a lot about this, and I came across the smartest study of it yet from an outlet that I had never seen before. And the name of the outlet is The Conversation. It's academic rigor, journalistic flair. It's across all spectrums. It's a pretty bipartisan site. There's a lot of dark stuff on there, a lot of woke, dark, evil, perverse stuff. But there's also, you know, pretty interesting down-the-middle reporting. And so this is a story about the World Rugby Federation banning transgender girls, biological men, playing women's rugby And the story, let me see if I can find who wrote this. John Pike, a senior lecturer in philosophy at the Open University. Never heard of him, but he writes a smart piece. He says that a lot of this argument comes down to balancing fairness. Well, you know, if the transgender girl can't play, well, that's not fair. He says that's the wrong question to ask. He says, what you need to do is first select procedures that are safe, then safe rules that are fair, and then safe and fair rules that are maximally inclusive. That makes a lot of sense. First of all, it's got to be safe. So is it safe for biological men who think they're women, who contend they're women, and thus are transgender women? Is it safe for them to play rugby against women? He said studies show a study by the U.S. military, and they measured muscle mass and all this stuff. Male advantages in terms of muscle mass, strength, maximum oxygen intake, and other relevant metrics prove that men retain significant advantages in these areas. Transgender players create head and neck forces 20 to 30% greater than elite women's rugby players as a result of mass differences. This suggests a potential risk of injury to female players from trans women players. That's a biological male. So he says, first of all, it's not safe. And then he goes into fair, and then he goes into all the others. And I think that is pretty strong stuff. He says the advantage argument says that women's sport is justified by the existence of the physiological advantages that being born male provides to men. In other words, you have women's sports because men have a physiological advantage. He said women's sports necessarily involve the exclusion of those with the male advantage. That's the point of having women's sports. Lots of male-born people, including trans women, are in the range of female strength. This means they're not necessarily faster or stronger than the fastest or strongest female just because they were born male. But if does that mean that if they're in that range, then their inclusion in the sport is still fair? He says no. The range argument rests on a misunderstanding of women's sport. It's not a category for people who are a bit smaller, a bit slower, or a bit weaker than the top males. It isn't justified by performance or body metrics, but by the absence of a particular sort of advantage. So the range argument is beside the point. If we're going to have two classes of sport, male and female, then the division is justified by the existence of a male advantage. Those who claim that male advantage doesn't matter are actually arguing for unisex sports. In other words, one sport. Yes, that's why I say that is what the advocates on this, on the women's side are, that look, if you're going to let men, transgender girls, play women's sports, you might as well just eliminate women's sports. So that's why I'm mystified when Title IX advocates say, oh, we're all for this. It's the epitome of up being down and down being up. Title IX came about so we could have women's sports, and now these very Title IX advocates are advocating for trans women, which will, in effect, eliminate women's sports. It is 6:51, Larry Elder at the top of the hour. Andy Ngo is one of the most courageous journalists out there. He is the guy who wrote the book on Antifa, and Antifa has tried to kill him several times, most recently. I'm stunned. Andy Ngo just tweeted 3 minutes ago video from a brawl that's broken out in Oregon City, Oregon, which is near Portland. Antifa and Proud Boy members are brawling. They're spraying. Looks like Antifa, a bunch of cowards with their helmets on and everything. And they're spraying. Looks like tear gas. They've got clubs. They're beating people. Yeah, it'd be a good time to call in the Portland riot police if they hadn't all resigned yesterday over a stupid charge against one of their own members for pushing a Antifa member during a riot during the 175 nights of riots last summer. So I certainly hope Andy Ngo is safe in the middle of all this, because that guy has done amazing work. What the mainstream media won't do, which is show you how dangerous and deranged Antifa is. Father's Day, coming up on Sunday. My dad's been gone. This will be the fourth Father's Day without him. I miss him. I think about him all the time. And I really do believe, you know, we can always talk about how hopeless things are and the crime rate, the murder rate. We refer to these things from time to time. And these, I'm looking at these idiots out here, these Proud Boy guys, and these Antifa guys. I guarantee you, a majority of them did not have fathers, or had absent fathers, or had failed fathers. Just horrendous. The impact of a father on a son or a daughter, and the impact of a mother, too. I don't mean to say, you know, at the expense of a mom. But God ordained the family for mothers and fathers to have distinct roles. And while those roles are sometimes fluid and one does what the other does at times, I'm not a Democratic congressperson. I don't purport to be God like they are today, sending Catholic bishops orders about what Catholic bishops can tell them regarding the Eucharist. I try to live my life according to how God tells me to live it, because I know he loves me. Not because he's trying to ruin my fun. It's because he loves me. He sent his son to die for me. And that demonstrates his love for us. And while I'm still a sinner, he sent his son to die for me. And so I know that his direction on how to live my life comes out of his deep love for me, his endless love for me. And so that's why I've tried to live my life that way. And it's sad when I see people. We see the dysfunction in our society, and it is because we've got away, in a large sense, from the way God tells us to live. If you're a business owner, don't forget the resource that is AUIinfo.com. They can help you stay in business by getting you great benefits, better benefits for the amount of money you're paying. I can't say enough about the good people that I've been privileged to meet and partner with over the years. Willis Spangler, Starling, Kurtz Brothers, AUI, many, many more. AUI grew out of a friendship that I had with a gentleman that I worked with in Cleveland. And I lost track of him for several years. When I reconnected with him, he had married a woman who started AUI. Well, it didn't start it. She bought it from her family. And they have grown it together. And as I've learned more about what they do, the hardest part for me in articulating their message is that I can't get people to believe that they can really do great things for your business and they don't charge you anything, because we're geared to like, well, if I'm not paying for it, it's not worth anything. No, they are paid. They're just not paid by you. They're paid by the insurance companies they put you with. They really are phenomenal. Great to work with. Very, very smart. Very intuitive. So if you're a business owner and you think, well, my business, I got two people. What can they do for me? You don't know till you go to AUIinfo.com and ask them. And you won't pay anything. So AUIinfo.com, that's AUIinfo.com. Now, you won't see this story reported on the news tonight. I guarantee it. Representative Ronnie Jackson, a Republican from Texas, who is the former White House physician for both Barack Obama and Donald Trump, has sent a letter to Joe Biden demanding that Biden immediately submit to a cognitive test. Because the letter says his mental decline and forgetfulness have become more apparent over the past 18 months. And this letter enumerates many, many instances where Biden has demonstrated that he's lost it. Here's part of the letter. It says, at the end of February, you visited Houston to survey the winter storm damage, where you misidentified the time and day of Senator, the time of day, and Senator John Cornyn's title. And you mispronounced Congressman Sheila Jackson Lee's first name and Congressman Lizzie Fletcher's maiden name. Then, apparently forgetting the purpose of your visit, you questioned, what am I doing here? The White House transcript reads, it's dinner time. Good afternoon, or almost. Actually, it's evening. And I want to thank you, Governor and Mrs. Abbott, for your hospitality and your friendship. And Representative Senator Cornyn, I think he had to go back. I think he's getting on a plane. He told me he came in to see me last event. And Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, Al Green, Sylvia Garcia, Lizzie Pinilli. Excuse me, Pinil. And what am I doing here? I'm going to lose track here. Oh, did we not see it in Geneva? Him wandering around, aides come on, Joe, come on. Him forgetting that certain world leaders had been introduced. And then, of course, the classic gaffe in March of 2020 when he couldn't remember the first line of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident that, the thing. Yes, we know the thing. Oh, my goodness.
Chocolate chip.
Oh, wow. Chocolate chip. Oh, he's with it. All right. Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day.